London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Kingstown prediction that some Vincentian-based offshore banks will call it quits. Trinidad and Tobago's Elections Commission attempts to mediate between the warring UNC factions, and what British citizenship will mean for monster rations. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Worldwide Anti-Money Laundering Alliance, the Financial Action Task Force, has approved a package of actions designed to make it more difficult for extremist groups to invest and move their money through financial institutions. The decisions were announced after an emergency meeting of the 29-nation FATF in Washington. Among the measures is a requirement for countries to ratify the 1999 United Nations Convention on the Suppression of Terrorist Financing. The FATF is best known for its list of nations deemed non-cooperative in the fight against money laundering. Of the 17 countries on the list, 4 are from the Caribbean. One of those is St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which says measures being taken to tighten up on offshore banks there are far from cosmetic. Officials in Kingstown are also predicting that some of these entities may find the regulations too stringent and opt out. At the moment, the offshore authority there supervises 41 international banks and has entered into an arrangement with the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank to enhance that monitoring process. I asked Acting Offshore Finance Inspector Colin Williams whether any of the Kingstown-based